Earlier this week, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson toured one of the largest public housing projects in the nation, Queensbridge Housing. The sprawling complex, which houses more than 6,500 residents, is owned by the New York City Housing Authority, better known here in the city as NYCHA. Carson's unexpected visit came after the HUD secretary threatened a federal takeover of NYCHA after it was exposed that the Housing Authority had lied about lead paint in its buildings. Our next guest, Greg B. Smith, broke that story back in 2015. Greg is an investigative reporter at the New York Daily News, and he joins me now in the studio. Greg, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Happy to be here.
So you were with Dr. Carson. First of all, what was Carson doing in Queens, and was this his first time at a NYCHA building?
Yeah, he has been invited repeatedly. In fact, like from the moment that he arrived, this is the nation's largest housing authority. It's huge. There are more people who work at the New York City Housing Authority than work at his agency. It's giant.
Wow.
And so they've been inviting him, and he's not responded. He didn't return their calls.
What changed?
Well, the federal court is what changed. So subsequent to kind of the implosion of the New York City Housing Authority, the U.S. attorney in Southern District did a huge investigation, in part due to this lead paint stuff that I was writing about. And after many, many months of investigation, he got the city and the housing authority to agree to what's called a consent decree, which is basically an agreement where they all say, well, yes, there's an issue. And they and the city, by the way, admits that there's problems, including the fact that they were not doing the lead paint inspections that they were required by law to do.
I mean, and just to be clear, like, you've done a lot on lead paint, but I lived in NYCHA. There are vermin infestations. We're talking about mold, elevators that don't work. I mean, the conditions are pretty deplorable.
It's a litany of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the U.S. Attorney's report, when they've issued a report, they made a point of pointing out many of these things. And the biggest problem is that the housing authority is huge, and the people who run it have been there forever. And over the years, they've come to figure out ways to get around doing what they're supposed to do.
Now NYCHA was not funded very well by the federal government, right? Federal government funding had been decreasing for years. NYCHA itself had a lot of problems earlier this year with its lead, Shola Oyatole, who had ultimately had to step down. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, is now suggesting changes to NYCHA that could potentially, and I've heard about these changes before, are they actually going to happen? Is there fear of, you know, whether or not Ben Carson decides to take over or not take over? Are we looking at privatization potentially of public housing here in New York City?
All right. So that actually is directly connected to the visit by Ben Carson. So I can really address that. There in the 2012, I believe it was, the Obama administration initiated this campaign called Rental Assistance Demonstration, which has the kind of weird acronym RAD, as
yes,
in totally rad.
Yes.
And what it basically does is I'll just try to simplify it as much as I can. It just turns over management to a private building manager. And the housing authority continues to retain ownership of the actual property, but they don't manage it. So in other words, if you're a tenant who lives in a rad apartment, then when you call up to complain about your heat, you're not calling up NYCHA anymore. You're calling up a private manager. During the de Blasio administration, there has been exactly one development that was put on this program. So that's about 2,600 units out in Far Rockaway, Queens, called Ocean Bay. But there's 175,000 apartments in this housing authority, and suddenly, after 4 years as mayor, the de Blasio team has suddenly woke up and said, we really need to do some more RAD. And so this is what he just announced recently, 62,000 apartments they want to put into this program. So in other words,
benefits there, though?
Well,
Greg?
See, this is it's complicated.
Do the tenants benefit?
Well, the idea is that if they can get these apartments out from under their umbrella, then they don't have to deal with them anymore, which frees up more money for other apartments. Right? So that's a benefit to other tenants. And theoretically, the tenants who live in these places benefit because the private management office has a financial incentive to keep these things up. In fact, they're required by law to keep them up. So theoretically, the builders, the developers, the managers will take care of these properties. So those tenants would theoretically benefit. So what I don't know yet is how this plays out, because in New York City, they only have this one development and it's just started. So we don't know, how do they deal with evictions? What happens when a person falls behind on their rent? Do they treat them differently than the way the housing authority would? Because they're in charge of it now. They collect the rent. The rent goes to the management company, not to NYCHA.
And this is a program, Rad, that has been implemented in other cities across the United States.
Yeah, but little bits and pieces. I mean, this is huge. 62,000 units is more than all told everything else that's already been done.
So essentially this would be maybe, if implemented, would be the largest rollout of the RAD program nationwide.
Right. So this gets me to Ben Carson. Ben Carson loves RAD. So, and there is where they're simpatico with our progressive mayor, and which is unusual because you have Mayor de Blasio, who Mayor Tale of Two Cities, who really does agree with this conservative Republican on this one thing. And that is that's a big push by Carson and the de Blasio administration and the Housing Authority as it's currently being run. So there is agreement there. But that's different than the other part of this, which is who's actually running this place?
And that's the fear, is that this will, in private hands, might not end up being public housing. Greg B. Smith, investigative reporter at the New York Daily News. Thanks for having you, as always.
Happy to do it.